Now we go to Jerusalem, Israel, and we bring to these microphones Gabby Barkai, who is one of the outstanding archaeologists in the state of Israel. When you talk about Israel, you're talking about basically an archaeological site. Gabby, thank you so much for joining us. And let me ask you this question. First of all, is it correct that when someone is going to build a building, a contractor comes in, starts clearing the land, starts putting in the foundation to build the building, there needs to be an approval by an archaeologist or the someone in archaeological field that says, okay, you can go ahead and dig a foundation here. Is that correct?
The law of antiquities, which passed through the Knesset legislation, states very clearly that sites which are declared as antiquities sites, and that is by an official publication, should be excavated with a salvage operation prior to any construction taking place upon the site. Thus, any plan for such a building should pass through the antiquities authority. The moment that ancient remains are found, they have to be declared to the officials of the Antiquities Authority.
Very interesting. So thus, as I said, Israel itself is basically an archaeological site, and many digs going on there. Gabby Barkai has been involved with some of the most outstanding of those digs. But before I talk to him, what I want to focus on today, the Mukrabi Gate, which is at the entrance of the western wall into the West Temple Mount area. You have a project, and my son, Jim Jr., was just over in Israel with a group of young people, and they were traveling for a couple of weeks throughout the entire country. He took an afternoon and came over to your project site there on the Mount of Olives. Gabby Barkai, for those not knowing what has been going on, the Muslims took a lot of antiquity artifacts off of the Temple Mount when they were digging and building a very large Muslim mosque there on the Temple Mount, down actually under the surface of the Temple Mount when you walk around up there. And they just threw all the material into the dump, and Gabby reclaimed this, took it up on the slopes of the Mount of Olives, and has been sifting through all of these remains to see indeed what they could find. And basically, you have turned this into a national project, Gabby, but it's been very beneficial. You've found some very amazing items up there.
It is true. The destruction which took place upon the Temple Mount, the illicit excavations which were most barbaric and most destructive, they have given us an opportunity to look into the material, as the Temple Mount was never excavated before. So we have, through the last 3.5 years of sifting the material originating from the Temple Mount, we have tens of thousands of finds illuminating the history of the Temple Mount from prehistory to our own time. Among the finds, we have finds from the First Temple period and even before. We have finds from the Second Temple period, from the time of Jesus, and we have finds from later periods as well.
So this has been a very important project. Now, you have brought the young people in on this. This is a unique way of teaching young people to be interested in archaeology as well. But they've assisted you in this project, haven't they?
Actually, that is my pride. We had until now around 45,000 volunteers coming from all over the world, young and elderly and even very young ones, school kids, high school kids, university students, seminary students, soldiers, religious and non-religious, all kinds and types of people. And I'm very, very proud of the very wide scope of participation in the project. And these people had a very rare opportunity to have their fingers touch the history of ancient Jerusalem.
You know what's so interesting? The Bible says there has been, in years past, in fact, for hundreds and thousands of years, a Jewish presence on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. But now, am I correct, Gabby, in saying that the items you've been able to find from all of that that was thrown into the dump is tangible evidence there was a Jewish presence on the Temple Mount?
Listen, we do not need the finds for that. We have the literary evidence, which is sufficient. We have the evidence from the Bible. We have the evidence from Greek and Roman historians. We have the writings of Flavius Josephus. We have the Mishnah. We have the Talmud. All of them testify to the importance of the temple being the soul, heart, and spirit of the Jewish people, and that is obvious. But we have, in addition, also details of the material culture of different periods to testify to the presence of Jews, and not only of Jews. In later periods, we have others also participating in the activity upon the Temple Mount.
Gabby, on our website, we reported news this last week that the Jordanians called in the Israeli ambassador there in Amman, wanted to know about the dig, the archaeological dig that's going on in the Western Wall Plaza area. And this is in the area where there used to be a ramp that went up and entered then into the Temple Mount because of an earthquake and because of rain and other conditions. That was deteriorated, and thus they needed to remove it and put somewhat more of a permanent entrance ramp up to the location entering into the Temple Mount. But because of what we started with in this conversation, an archaeological dig needed to take place before you started construction. That has been taking place. We're talking about the Mughrabi Gate. What's the deal? The Muslim world seems to say that this is going to harm Al-Aqsa, which is what they call the Temple Mount. Is that in any way possible that the dig that's going on there and the construction of this ramp leading up to the Temple Mount could bring any harm to Al-Aqsa?
First of all, let's be clear about the terminology. Temple Mount is, in Arabic, Haram al-Sharif, or the noble sanctuary. And in the 90s and on, the name Al-Aqsa of one of the mosques of the Temple Mount became a general name for the entire Temple Mount, because that term is mentioned in the Quran, and therefore it is more better sounding to the ears of Muslims all around the world. So the Mughrabian Gate is far away from the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It has nothing to do with it. It does not endanger anything. And the dig there can only substantiate the walls of the Temple Mount and not destroy anything. There is no destruction. There is nobody who wants to destroy the outer framework of the Temple Mount. That outer framework is from the time of Herod the Great. Second point that we have to remember is that lately there is some approach of the stands of the Jordanian government and Hamas. And we can hear about it in many of the publications, and many of the political analysts talk about the bettering of the relations between Hamas and the Jordanian government. I think this should be regarded in this light. In any case, the Temple Mount has been part of the aspirations of the Jordanian government all along, and they want to strengthen their stand and their rights upon the Temple Mount, and they try this time as well. In any case, their objection of change of the status quo upon the Temple Mount should be regarded that it is not going to be in one direction. They wanted to add a minaret, a fifth minaret to the Temple Mount, and that for sure is a change of the status quo. a breach of the status quo was made in the 1990s when the Waqf authorities carried out illicit excavations all along the Temple Mount. The work which is carried out now, it is outside of the Temple Mount. It has nothing to do with the Temple Mount. It doesn't endanger any mosque. And this is sheer politics.
You know what it sounds indeed to me? Not only is it a political protest that's going on, but indeed, if you can prove that there is a connection with that Western Wall out there and the archaeological finds around and west of that Western Wall, you're talking about there is proof that the Jews were there in years past. Again, proof that's not necessarily needed because we do have the literary proof that says it, but it looks like, as you say, it's just simply a political protest that's taking place. Well, Gabby, you have been so helpful helping us to understand what the situation is there as far as the Mukrabi Gate is concerned, and of course the dig on the Temple Mount and all of those things. We appreciate you spending the time helping us to see actually what is going on up there. Thank you so very much, my dear friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.